kumusta na kayo dyan?
Sa, yeah, well,
sa mismong Jakarta ba kayo nakabase?
Yeah, actually it's like this. Jakarta is like, I would say it's like what you call Melbourne. Melbourne is consists of a few inner town. So we're still part of the inner town. It's like the distance where I live is like, I live in, I would say, Flemington, and where it happens is in Melbourne, something like that.
Ah, so malapit yung like, pangyayari.
Yeah, like 10 kilometers.
Ah, 10 kilometers. Oh, napakalapit talaga. So yung naganap yung mga pambobomba dyan, nasaan ka noon?
Actually, I was in Bandung when it happens. I was traveling to Bandung. Bandung is another town. It's like, it's quite funny because it's like Ballarat, something like that. So I have to draw this picture to you so that you understand how far is Bandung.
Oh, medyo malayo, no?
Yeah, so I was traveling that day, but when it happens, within 5 minutes, we got the information because I was having a meeting. Within that meeting, everyone is receiving all the information.
So ano yung naging reaction mo doon?
I'll be truthful to you, Christy, that when it happens, everyone was actually expecting it.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Yeah, because there's always this warning. It's always been like mentioned a few times on the news that maybe one day we'll have some, you know, terrorist attack. Because 2 weeks ago in Bandung, yeah, where
yeah,
I went,
mm-hmm.
there's a foiled attack. So they throw this bomb, but it didn't explode.
Uh-huh.
A lot of cities has been warned that be careful, be alert, be vigilant. So this is just like a waiting to happen.
So ano yung moral ng mga tao, especially sa mga kababayan natin? Marami ba tayong mga kababayan dyan sa Jakarta? Marami?
Marami naman po. Most of them are teachers and also most of them are executives in a lot of large company.
You're talking about Jakarta?
Correct.
Pero mainly yung mga bomb threats o yung mga nangyari, di ba? Mainly sa Bali. Dahil doon talaga pumupunta yung mga turista.
Correct. Pero, but what happened here in Jakarta, there's also some incident na the hotel, the 5-star hotel, got bombed, which is owned by foreign company. So it's not just actually Bali.
Yeah. Pero ang sabi nila, ang target daw talaga ay mga turista, di ba? Kaya siguro na dali yung hotel.
Opo. They're looking for foreigners.
And they know where they are.
Okay. With this incident, actually, this is what they look at it. These people are actually neophyte or they're new. They're not professional yet.
Why do you say that?
Hello? Because the... Look, I'm not saying this in a bad way, yeah? Because the civilians and then the people who got killed, there's only like two against 5 terrorists. So what it means is the total or the maximum casualty is not correct, isn't it?
Yeah, we can say that.
If they are professionals, they can kill hundreds.
Yeah, that's right. The same as what happened in Bali or in any parts of, you know.
This is what the authorities said here, that these are new. They are sort of young, so their knowledge and doing things are still, you know, not as good as what happened in Bali.
Pero I'm sure nababalik sila kung konti lang ang naging casualty.
We don't know, but based on the information that we watch on the television, actually the mastermind, they already know who. The leader of this group, they already knew, which is influenced by the ISIS. The leader is actually, he went to Syria and been a part of ISIS. This is according to the news that I saw.
Yeah.
And that's what they're talking about. So I think he's trying to form a group here. And based also on the news, he wants to be known, to become the leader of Asia for ISIS. So he's trying to compete with other countries like ISIS in the Philippines, ISIS in Malaysia or whatever. So he wants to be known. So this is the first step that they did. But I think the authority or the police and the military is actually up to him now. And I believe they're quite good in looking for these people. They're quite good because their intelligence is not bad, I would say.
So ano naman yung mga paghahandang ginagawa ng pamahalaan para mahadlangan yung further attack?
Okay. What actually happening here now is people are just living like a normal, day-to-day living. The government or any other organization, they don't encourage you to get scared. They encourage everyone, just live normal. Let's fight this together. We won't be scared. I would say, if you look at the traffic here, it's still the same. It's still the same activities and people are back to normal.
Talaga, ha? Bilang isang Filipino-Australian, ano, para sa iyo, ano yung naging pagtingin mo dito?
You're upset. You're upset because for what? It's like these people, they do these things for what? You're upset. It's just you have a normal life. Actually, I would say Jakarta has been very quiet. There's no such like this for the last, I would say, couple of years. So then suddenly it happens. It's like you just get upset and you feel sorry for the people who got killed. One of them is actually foreigner, just to let you know.
Okay. So meron ka bang pakiramdam na parang gusto mo nang bumalik dito dahil sa nangyari dyan?
No, I wouldn't say that, Christy, kasi I'll be truthful to you. Wherever you go, it can happen. Just like what happened in Australia last year. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows that that can happen in Sydney, you know, and then in Paris, in France. Wherever you go, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
You know, this saying, you have to be vigilant. Pero pagka nandiyan na, di ba? Parang you're gonna be caught in the act pa rin, di ba?
I agree with you 100%. But you have to remember, if everyone is vigilant, everyone is actually aware with what's happening, then these people, they're quite scared to do it again. Because there's a lot of eyes watching them. But if I'm the only one who's vigilant, that's different. But if everyone is alert and vigilant, then that's a different story.
That is true.
At the moment, all I can say is this place, the community are back to normal.
On that note, Joy Pelo, thank you so much for your time. And sana naman ay maging mapayapa na ang kalagayan ninyo dyan sa Jakarta.
Maraming salamat rin po, Christy.